Welcome, listeners. My name is Chanel, and my life, thoughts, opinions, and experiences are pretty random. Chanel Speaks is a podcast created to capture these random moments and share them with anyone who is willing to listen. Greetings, listeners. I think I had an apology in the last episode, and I'm going to have another one because I'm absolutely horrible about creating podcast episodes. But I am going to jump right back into trying my best to be more consistent. And I figure a good way to jump back into it would be an informal episode. Let's just have some fun, ease back into things, and this is going to be an episode that has been bugging me, and it's long overdue, but it's fun. It's imaginative, and hopefully it'll create a thinking wheel in your head, because these things have been creating thinking wheels in my head for over 30 years. So this episode is going to be me speaking on 10 things I don't understand. Now, please feel free to contact me in some way if you are a technical pursuant or you are a philosophical major or somehow, some way you can provide an explanation on any of these 10 things. Please, I welcome it. You can contact me at contact@chanelknows.com or chanelknows.com. You can comment, however, whatever platform you're listening on, please enlighten me if you have an explanation to any of these 10 things that I don't understand. But as of now, to date, April 3rd, 2023, these are the 10 things that I don't understand. Number one, so we've all ordered on Amazon before, most of the world, you've ordered on Amazon. Or you've ordered like an article of clothing or some sort online, okay? It delivers, it comes, and it's in a bag. It's in a plastic bag, and it has a Ziploc on it. So it's like a resealable bag. I don't understand why my shirts that I've purchased, leggings, socks, underwear, why those come in resealable bags that I'm going to throw away, but the cereal boxes don't have resealable bags. Now, I know I'm going to go ahead and trump. Yeah, I'll use you guys' first initial response is probably going to be, well, there are cereal bags, the big massive bags that you can get, like the off-brand cereal that tastes just as good as the on-brand cereal. Those have little Ziploc things on them. One, they're horrible if you've ever used them. They're off track. Sometimes they fall off. They're not even on both sides. Horrible. But the ones that you get your leggings in, they're pristine. I mean, they're the Ritz-Carlton of Ziploc bags. And I'm just going to take my leggings out and throw it away. But my cereal box, my Frosted Flakes, my Cheerios, my Honeycombs, my Pops, they don't come in a resealable bag. I don't understand that. I feel like that's an easy switch. I feel like that's an easy manufacturing meeting where somebody's like, listen, General Mills, I'm the CEO. Listen up. I heard a podcast the other day. We're making a big change. I would be the happiest girl in the world. I assure you. Number two, I don't understand why airbags kill you. Not all of them. It doesn't happen every time, but an airbag can kill you. I don't understand that. I feel like technology has advanced long enough, you know, far enough to where somebody can engineer where it may be like molds around you. I don't know the technicalities, but I don't understand why airbags can kill you. Number three, I don't understand how a memory can trigger an actual smell. Okay. And I know people have experienced this other than me. So I'll just use me. If I think right now, in this moment, about one of the best summers ever I had in my life, I went to spend with my grandma and my aunts and uncles. I can remember, as soon as I think about that time, I can smell my grandmother's perfume. If I think about going to yard sales with her, I can smell like her car, like, you know, your cars have a certain smell. I can smell the car. I can smell the church that we would go to for Sunday school and church and stuff. I can smell it. I can literally smell it right now. I don't understand how that works. Now, I know that there's somebody out there, there's a brain architect that's like, the memory activates the frontal vortex lobe of the return and serve bank that triggers the smell. Okay, whatever. Cool. But I don't understand how that can happen. If you think back on a time, sometimes if you think of like an old job, because this has happened to me. I can smell that job right now in this moment. Listeners, think of a Chick-fil-A that you've gone to. Tell me you cannot smell the Chick-fil-A as you think about it. I don't understand that. I don't understand how that can happen. Number four, I don't understand why it's called a building if it's already built. Okay? During the process of building, architects and contractors are doing their things. There's dirt, there's cranes. There's buttons, there's safety signs, there's like caution everywhere. It's building. It's in the process. So it's building. But once it's done, it's no longer a building. It's been built. Now we can't call it a built because during the building process, it's not built. It's being buildinged. But I don't understand why when it's done, it's called a building. Number five, closely related. Apartments are not apart. They are together. Why are they not called togethers? Apartments are not apart. Going to take a tiny break in between my crazy mind of things I don't understand to talk about a supporter, a sponsor, whatever you want to call it, a brand that I absolutely am proud to voice and talk about on any platform I have actually. ShareASale.com is the ultimate affiliate marketing program. It's a great option for bloggers, content creators, writers, social media marketers, and anybody in the online marketing space who want to promote a product they love and make extra money from it. It is the most robust, enhanced, like intuitive platform I think I have ever used in over 5 years of affiliate marketing. It is free to sign up. All you have to do is fill out the application and go through the application process and basically tell ShareASale how you plan to promote products and programs that you find on their platform. Once you're accepted in, I'm telling you, it's absolutely foolproof, and they are super supportive and helping you make some extra income and money just promoting programs and products that you love. You can find the link to sign up for ShareASale or just learn more about it in the description or the title somewhere in the recap of this podcast. But I love ShareASale. I am on the platform actively making residual income as a ShareASale affiliate. But I can share this with you because it's working for me. I know it'll work for you, and they've made it absolutely a dream come true for anybody who wants to get into affiliate marketing. Number six, the very first teacher ever. Who taught them? Who taught the first teacher? So you have the first teacher ever, right? They're like, you know what? I got stuff people need to learn. But who taught you? Who taught the first teacher? Number seven, laughter. Why are our laughs different? Why are they not all the same? My laugh is different from my sister's, different from her best friends, different from her mom's and my dad's. Everybody's laughs are different. I mean, it's all the same act. It's all the same act. You know what I mean? Like, voices are different because different voice boxes, and you lived over here in your dialect, but laughter is all coming out the same way. But they're all different. Okay, don't understand that. I don't get it. Number eight, dreams. I don't understand dreams. I know they happen. I know it has something to do, and this one I kind of looked into because it's the study of like sleep. Like, I think I only dug into this because one day I was like, why does the most terrifying thing to ever happen to me is sleep paralysis? Where you are sleep or not asleep, one of the two, I don't know, in the middle, and you cannot move. Oh my gosh, when I tell you that is the worst thing ever. It's the worst thing ever. So I studied a little bit on why that happens. I forgot what the study said, but it ultimately I don't understand dreams. I don't understand like what is a dream? I don't understand dreams. I don't understand how I can be falling in my dream and actually feel I'm asleep and I actually feel myself falling. I had a dream once that I don't know why, but I was in a fishing boat and I'm like grabbing, I don't fish enough to even know what to be grabbing in the water, but I went to grab something as I'm fishing and an alligator like bit me as I'm grabbing the fishing line out of the water. I woke up and my hand was tingling. I'm like, I don't, what's going on? I didn't get bit, but my hand was physically, it was tingling. Weird. I don't understand dreams. Number nine, I don't understand fax machines. Like I understand them. I've used them. I use them to date, for those who are still in those times and still use fax machines. I understand them. But I don't. I send you a paper. I have a paper in my hand and then I send it and then now you have it. And it's like, Chanel, come on, relax. It's the same concept as like sending an email. But it's just like, is it though? I don't understand fax machines. Number 10, last but certainly not least, I don't understand how you can grow up the same way as somebody else. Totally different spot, right? Like, or maybe not growing up the same way, but there are elements of your growing up that is exactly identifiable with somebody else who grew up a totally different way, totally different area, totally different culture, everything. Okay, for example, so me and a coworker, we're just talking, we're chatting, and this has happened several times over the years of living. Where I'm discussing something that I experienced when I grew up, and she experienced this exact same thing. And she lived like in another country. And this same thing was the blue tin of cookies. We're talking about the blue tin of cookies. Now, everybody, like, if you grew up like in the United States, you know the blue tin of cookies. But she was in a totally different country. And she's like, oh, yeah, we're joking because we're like, yeah, the blue, that blue tin used to have cookies, probably doesn't have cookies anymore. It probably has like sewing stuff in it or pins or something. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. But she experienced the same exact thing that I did. And she's in a totally different country. Or, okay, we're in the same United States. I grew up in Georgia. And you have somebody that grew up in Oregon who can speak to the same exact experiences. But I was on the total opposite side of the map. Like, I don't understand that. I don't understand similarities of people who grew up totally different. Those are 10 things I don't understand.
We've reached the end, and I thank you guys so much for listening. I'll encourage you to speak often, speak boldly, speak proudly because you have the right to do so. Be creative when you speak because you cannot take words back. And until next time, over and out.